Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life. This is Paul.
And this is Jeannie. Glad you're with us.
Yes, we are, because we're right in the middle of a family. It's like a family feud, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Isaac and Rebecca and Jacob and Esau and back and forth on the troubles. Last time we talked about the blessing that Isaac was commended for in blessing his sons. But, okay, I guess we backtrack a little bit here, or where do you want to go?
Yeah. Well, just the intensity of how important that it was for both those boys to get their father's blessing.
Yeah.
So much was dependent on it. Their whole future, you know, was going to either, which one of them was going to win the lottery? Which one of them was going to be able to continue in the blessing? Because it could only come through one of them. And so I think they knew that. And so there was a real intensity in the two of them.
You had probably heard about Jacob with Ishmael, you know.
Yeah.
And so which one's going to get the blessing there?
It all came through Isaac. The Lord definitely picked it through Isaac. Yeah. So we left off a couple times before about how Esau was basically cheated out of his blessing. His brother and his mother did this
conspired,
little scheme against
yes,
him.
Right.
And he begged his dad to please save him some kind of blessing, and it wasn't there. So in Genesis 27, verses 41 through 42, we're going to see how Esau's response, well, we read last week in Hebrews 12 that there was a root of bitterness that came up in his heart and warned us not to let ourselves go there. And we talked about forgiving right away. And anytime we get triggered with something, to ask the Lord to go beneath the surface and let the Holy Spirit pull that root of bitterness out.
And that is such a valuable lesson. My goodness. A root of bitterness. What does it say? Springing up and defiling
yourself and others around you.
Wow.
So now we're going to move forward and get to see how that root of bitterness defiled him.
Okay.
So Genesis 27, verses 41 through 42. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him, blessing his brother. So, you know, in James 1:13, it says, remember when you're being tempted, and I put a little note in here, not to forgive or to give in to revenge or anger. James says, do not say God is tempting me. God is never tempted to do wrong, and he never tempts anyone else. Temptation comes from our own desires, which entice us and drag us away. And these desires give birth to sinful actions. And when sin is allowed to grow, that weed, it gives birth to death. So this is all on Esau's shoulders, how he responds to this wrongful thing that happened to him. He had a right to be upset.
So, yeah, but not to turn it into hatred, right?
Yeah, but the scripture's telling us that he hated Jacob after that.
Yeah.
So he must have been going over it in his mind over and over and over and over. No forgiveness there, and just got to the point where he's ready to explode. So the verse says, "With this, he hated Jacob, and it says, and Esau said in his heart, I'm kind of thinking he probably murmured it because someone heard it. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. So remember, Isaac thought he was going to die any moment. And so that's why Isaac was giving the blessings away to the boys at this time. So Esau must have believed that. And he says, you know, my father's about ready to pass away. And when the days of mourning to my father are over with, this verse says, then I will kill my brother Jacob.
He was.
Yeah, that anger turned into murder.
Yeah.
And the words of Esau, Rebekah's older son, were told to her. So she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, surely your brother Esau comforts himself concerning you by intending to kill you.
That's how he comforted himself.
I'm going to get even. Well, people do that all the time. They have unforgiveness in their heart and revenge. And then they comfort themselves with thinking how they're going to get even.
I'm going to get even, yeah.
Right. And that's why Jesus warns us, even Jesus said that, you know, I tell you that it's always been said not to murder, but he says anger in your heart, you've already murdered.
Yeah.
You've taught on that before.
Yeah, I have. That's where it leads. Yeah. So we got to forgive early, quick, as fast as we can.
Forgive early, quick. So, so Rebecca, the mom's in a panic. In verse 43 through 46, Rebecca makes plans for Jacob to run away. And so she says, "Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran." So this is where Rebecca was from. Remember right. The sweet story of the servant finding her there. So she says, "Go to my brother's house and stay with him a few days." So in her mind, was, she was thinking he'd only be there a couple days. She says, "Stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away.
Off. Yeah.
Until your brother's anger turns away from you and he forgets what you've done to him." Does that happen? You wait a few days and see if anger goes away?
Not with that kind of...
And not without forgiveness.
Yeah.
So she's hoping that it's just going to dial down.
Yeah.
And then Rebecca tells Jacob, "And then I will send and bring you back from there." And she says, "Why should I be bereaved also of both of you in one day?" So in other words, she's saying, when my husband does die, yeah, I'm going to be very sad. And if he turns around and kills you, then I'll be doubly sad.
Right. It's interesting that we don't find, I mean, anything said about how he felt about his mom. He must have known his mom was in on it. You
right.
know.
There must have been a real loyalty there, or he just decided not who to blame for it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that jealousy had been building up for years and years and years. So the very sad thing about it, this is that as she sends Isaac, Rebecca away, sends her son Jacob away to her brother's house, that she never gets to see him again.
Yeah, that is a sad one.
She thinks it's just a couple days solution.
Yeah.
But he goes there, and she never sees her son ever again.
Yeah, that's sad. Till heaven.
So that's going to be the ongoing saga. So Jacob is going to run off, go and live with his uncle. And when he gets there, he's going to fall in love with one of... Yeah. His uncle's daughters. And this is going to be like a second removed cousin. So back in those days, it was okay.
Yeah. And he's also going to meet his match.
He's going to meet
his Laban, you know, working for a Laban.
So that's what we'll get into the next time, is talking about how his relationship with his uncle. And then we hear later about Esau coming after his brother.
You know, then that's
later.
I doubt that Isaac ever saw him again either.
No, he didn't.
This hatred, this resentment, this root of bitterness really blew up the family.
Just like that verse says, it spoils you and it spoils the people around you.
Yeah. How sad.
Yeah.
Didn't have to go that way.
It didn't have to go that way.
Wow. You know, I was talking to somebody recently and they were saying how they had gotten into an argument with a family member that they talked to on a regular basis. And then it had been a long time, several days that they hadn't talked. And so he's like, "Well, maybe I'll just send a text message." So he sent a text message and got no reply. He's like, "Oh," waited a couple of days, sent a voicemail, no reply. So that... Those bitternesses within
a family.
So
how did that end?
I haven't heard the rest of the story.
We'll have to let
you
know.
No reply. Yeah.
Yeah. The longer it settles in your heart, the stonier your heart
gets. And I think we've heard about that from other people. "Well, I haven't talked to my mom for years. I haven't talked to my brother for, ever."
Right. And if you have that and you're listening to this, ask the Holy Spirit to help you to uproot that root of bitterness and forgive, because you're hurting yourself and you're cutting yourself off from what God might have for you in this relationship.
I remember my sister Carol used to say, "Build a bridge and get over it." Father, thank you so much for today and your love and your care and your sharing with us from your word. Bless my brothers and sisters. Encourage their hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen.